Okay, we're picking up in the Lachas of Shavuos. Today we'll discuss the Inyan that is Yom HaDin for Torah. That we said, we mentioned this, Ramazan to this, but Osepa Fershover, the Shlach Kodosh, the Mesech Shavuos, Dim Raschel Chayav, he writes, Chayav Adam Lismach, Bezeh Achag, Bi Yoser, Ki Yom Shezachinabo, Lekes for Torah. And he writes that it should be a gilu bira'ada, you should have simcha, but it should also be mitoch fear. Simcha cher sameach tia simcha ruchanis. It should be a ruchni a simcha v'hodos v'halal Hashem Yisparach sh'nasan lanu ha-Torah v'yis orim ma'od v'libo l'iskadish l'kan ma'isav li'os m'uchtar b'chetar Torah l'kaim. You're going to accept that mitzvah upon yourself to be learning Torah day and night. Ki yom hakadosh hazeh hu yom ha-dedina. That he writes it to Yom HaDedina, and he continues it to Yom HaDin for your Torah. And that is the Sefer Tolaos Yaakov. He writes also that just like Rosh Hashanah Kosh Baruch Hu is judging people, so too the Paris HaIlan that Chazal tell us are judged is the Paris HaIlan Nidon Beyom HaZel HaTorah Shenis Bava Shebit Lo'atz Mimeno. And that's the Paris HaIlan that he writes over there as well. And Rav Shach quotes by the name of Yitzhar Zalman Meltzer B'Shem LeNetziv. Also the similar vort. So we have a Hashlah, wasn't Chassidish, but the more that and also just from the Yitzhar Zalman Meltzer B'Shem LeNetziv, also that it's the Yom HaDin for Torah. It's like a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for Torah, and the Tshuva Sanahagos, Rav Sternbach, he writes, it's a Yom HaDin Hatzlacha B'Torah. So we dive into Hashem to have a tremendous Hatzlacha B'Torah, and one of the things that we're supposed to have as Befrat, an extra amount of Kavanah for, is the Bracha of Avarabba. And Avarabba, by nighttime Avasolam, by daytime Avarabba, is because we say over there, it's all about Torah, it's a chus that we should be able to learn Torah, simply being a Lilmor, Lame, Lishmor, Lazos, Koy, Kobi, Tarzacha, B'Ava, to have the real Kavanah. They say, the Sefer Nefesh Shimshon quotes, that it was the Chassam Sofer, they used to say this bracha for 3 hours. So he says, it's a Bela, maybe it's a Guzman, it meant three mom in 3 hours, maybe it meant an hour. But even think about an hour on that one bracha, think about it in the morning time. That is unbelievable. So okay, we could at least try to take an extra 2-3 minutes. There's a Masorah from the Besht, that the reason the Geula hasn't happened yet is because we're not having enough Kavana in Avarabba. So generally, on Yom HaKadosh Hazeh, they break this farm, break down the Shari Sachar, the Munkat Rebbe, that specifically on this day, it's an extra segula to have extra Kavana in the Bracha of Avarabba, thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah on this day, and that we shall have Tzlacha in our learning of Torah the entire year, which is Tale, like we're saying, it's a Yom HaDin for this day, should have extra Kavana with Avarabba. Now, it's important to note also, Avas Olam by nighttime, many people will be taking a nap. As we mentioned that halacha of taking a nap on Shabbos, don't mention that it's because this year is Shabbos, don't mention I'm taking a nap for Shavuos. You're allowed to take a nap, but just don't mention what it's for. But it's also important to know if you're sleeping more than a half hour. So according to many poskim, many rishonim, they already hold that a shenas keva by yom, that if you sleep a full amount during the daytime, you would say a birchas haTorah there, like every other mitzvah, like a sukkah, where if you leave the sukkah for a long amount of time, when you come back and make a new birchas mitzvah, so too over here. So now we don't pass like that. We're choshish for the shita of Rabbi and Tam and others that say that no, by yom we wouldn't make a bracha if you have a shenas keva. However, it's important to note that if you're going to, we're going to get a little bit more into this about sleeping after staying up all night, but when it regards to our halacha here, when you're saying, so we don't pass like those rishonim to make a bracha satorah. However, we do say that you should be saying, when you say avas olam by nighttime, you should have in mind the bracha satorah. Have in mind the bracha satorah, that you're yotzei bracha satorah with that avas olam. And now, immediately after Marav, you should be saying the psukim that you normally say after Berachas HaTorah, because the Gemara's Lashon based on Yerushalmi is Limud Al Atar, you need to learn right away. So that is one, Eitzer of Nevenzal actually recommends that you can repeat a pasuk, like a short pasuk, something like that, repeat that pasuk and your Yotze, and have in mind Talmud Torah, and also Yotze, that you could be Yotze, that's of Nevenzal's chop, by doing that, but that is important to note by Marav time to do that as well. Now, it's a shaila in general. We're allowed to ask for ruchnias, dikav akashos on this yantav. For definitely though, again, in the tefillos that we're saying that Chazal gave us, for sure, that is, everyone agrees that you can have in mind these ruchnias things on yantav, and even to ask for things, there's a lot of room to make. A lot of people say, a lot of rishonim hold, a lot of achronim hold, that would be also good. Now, there's another minhag that a lot of people have is to say Tehillim. So to learn Tehillim, to say Tehillim, so that's a shaila, as much as you possibly can. It's hard because all night you're learning, but during the daytime, to try to finish Tehillim, there is a very big popular minhag based on the Chida, and others bring this down, the Kavachayim quotes it, that it was his minhag to finish all the Sefer Tehillim, because this is the day of Davin HaMelech's Yahrzeit, so that is something which we do. Now, we'll continue into the Lachas of the Seudah. By the Seudah we make a Shachianu because we're so excited for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We mentioned that's one of the reasons we don't count Sfiras HaOmer, the beautiful idea from the Levush, right, is that we're anticipating something else. We're anticipating the Kabbalah of Torah. So this is the time we're anticipating. So this is the Shachianu. So this is the culmination of the 49 days of Avodah that we're working on. For sure, warrants a Shachianu. If you have a nice Begad Chadash, you have a new suit that you're wearing for Yom Tov, as we mentioned, a nice suit would be a nice thing to have. So have in mind the Shachianu by Kiddush as well if you didn't make a bracha yet on that point. And when the big shiloh with regards to women, because women make their shachianu by candlelighting. So now when they're hearing their husbands make kiddush, so now when they hear their husbands making kiddush, so they're already yotze shachianu. So they need to say amen tabor pregafen to be yotze kiddush, and now the shachianu might be a hefsek. That is a big shiloh in the achronim, whether or not a woman should be saying amen, should she just not say amen to shachianu, wait to drink the kos. There are those who say lechachila better not to say amen to shachianu. B'diavad though, definitely there's rabbi to rely on, but that's everyone should consult the rabbi with that. That shaila is a very important shaila. Now, when it comes to the Leil Yom Tov, so this is something that people get confused about. Shabbos, specifically, the Ramah says, we specifically are botzeh, we cut the bottom loaf by nighttime, and by daytime, we cut the top one. But by Yom Tov, we don't have that halacha. Yom Tov, the Ramah, Simon Rishon Yedal, is beferish, that we take from that, you cut the top loaf of your bread of the Lecha Mishnah. Now there is to Mimikayim the din of the Ramah, there are those who actually have the nighttime Suda of dairy. That is Orchos Rabbeinu quotes in the name of the stipler, that's what he used to have, dairy. And the reason, another reason also is a heavy meat. You know, you're going to have a heavy meat meal, it's going to make you tired. And that's something which is going to, the Yisrael Sharavoda says, don't eat too much. Because we know the Mishnah Yuma tells us that eating too much in Erev, by the daytime, by the nighttime, it'll make you sleep that night. That's why the Kohen Gadol won't eat so much in Erev and Kippur, in order that you shouldn't fall asleep. So we see it's maybe a little if you want to stay up all night, just chachamein abarosho, don't overeat. So that's maybe another reason to have dairy. Rav Neman Tzal Shlita, he told me his minhag is to have dairy. So I asked him, what about potential mitzvah, even deraisa, we'll get it, the basar, or yayin, bizman hazeh. So Rav Neman Tzal said that the mitzvah is not necessarily every suda, but at least you have it once a day. So as long as you have meat once a day, but in the daytime, then you can mekayim the mitzvah in that fashion, and that would be okay. That is what Rav Neman Tzal told me. But there are those who say, no, every meal should be, every suda should be, you should be mekayim the darkei tshuva. He writes in Yerodeh Simon Samach Tes that every Suda of Yom Tov should specifically be of meat, and that's what the Chassidim are very machbed about this. They have meat by the nighttime. We'll get into what they do during the day. They also have a meat Suda by daytime. They just have Kiddush. They have many have the practice of having dairy. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Limud on Leil Shavuos and halachas of staying up all night. That's what we're going to start getting into. Be'ez Hashem in the upcoming halachas.